It's here on Sadi Dao Ahmed Aleph. 12 lines down from the top. Make sense? Okay, so the Gemara says fellas. Amr of Huna, honey tre, and it's going to be a different case that's going to relate back to our Mishnah. So Amr of Huna, honey tre achi, utre shutve, de isla hudina bahadi. So you have two brothers and two shutfim, right, two people who are partners, right? It's really one or the other, right? It's tre achi, right? It's oh, tre shutve. It doesn't mean that could be brothers, they could just be partners. And what happens? They have the islahu dina bahadi chad. They have a judgment with another person. So there's two of them versus one guy. Va'azal chad menahu, and one of them, say, the brothers Reuben and Shimon. And they have a judgment, that's what a bezdin, against Shmuel. So what happens? So azal chad menahu, so Reuben goes, right? Behade ladina. And what happens? So Reuven goes to the Bezdin with Shmuel, and Shimon isn't there, right? So Lomatzi idach lemeimalei at la valdvar niyat, right? Ella shlichusei avid. So Shimon can't now say to Shmuel like, oh, well, I don't care that you went to Bezdin with my brother, right? Even though him and his brother are the two brothers are partners, right? He can't say no. That was between you and my brother, but now, right now, we have our own din together, right? You can't say that, right? Rashi says, "Lo mat yishut of chavero lemeimer lebal adin ant la bad v'dvarim didiat b'din ze shenis chayev chaveri ani adinim cha bechelki." You can't say, like, let's say we both own a business together, and the business now has chayev to pay Shmuel for whatever judgment that came down. He says, no. That was just my brother's side of the business. But from my side of the business, we have a different judgment. No, that's not going to work. Rather, when Reuven went to Bezdin with Shmuel, and the judgment came down on Reuven, it came down on Reuven and Shimon. And he was your shliach. At the end of the day, you didn't make him a shliach. He becomes your shliach to Bezdin, and you're responsible also. So Ikler of Nachman the Sura, so Nachman went to Sura, and Shailuhi, ki ha'gavna maya. And he asked the Shaila, he said, what happens in this situation? Like, what's the halacha? So amalahu, or he said, or like, how do you know, like, this halacha? So, where do you have such a case? So amalahu, masnisini, what do you mean? This is our Mishnah. Right? What the Mishnah said, have you shown any shbas l'shniya, u'shniya l'shlishis, u'shlishis revius? V'ilu rishona l'shlishis lokatani. Right, it says that each person, each woman, has to take a shur to the other woman. Right, the first, the second to the third to the fourth. It doesn't say the first woman takes a shur to the first, second, and the third. Why? Right? Why is that? My time alive, mishum d'shlichus avda. Because for the same reason, woman number one has to answer to woman number two, three, and four. Right, in a certain sense. So when she takes a shur, it's like she's making a shur also to woman three and four. And maybe that's why, because they're all kind of in it together. So Gemara says, no, mitav, that's not the same. It's not the same thing. Hasam shvua la'echad shvua l'meya. There's a rule. When a person takes a shvua, the shvua is to everybody. Why? Because the shvua is a general statement that applies to every single person who would be impacted. Right? You can't say, I'm taking a shvua only regarding this one person. You took a shvua that you didn't collect. Right? So that shvua applies to everybody. But hacha, I mean, in a positive way for it. Once you take the shvua, we allow it to count for everybody. But hacha amar ilu ana havai te inin atve. But when it comes to Bezdin, what could the person have argued? The person could have said, you know why I'm saying when Reuven goes to Bezdin with Shmuel, so Shimon can say, sorry, chose two shins, that was a mistake. So, but Shimon can say, what do you mean? You took Reuven, you went to Bezdin with Shmuel. I wasn't there, and I couldn't answer this, and I couldn't answer that. I had things. I could have brought an edim. I could have done other things, and I wasn't there to make a taina. And so it's not fair, right? As opposed to the case of the woman takes a shua, whatever she says applies across the board, right? So maybe I would argue that the case is different. So that's why, again, the halacha is still coming out similar in both cases. But they're just saying don't use our Mishnah as a proof, because it's a little bit of a different case. So v'lo amrin ella d'lo isei b'masa. But just by the way, even this argument when he says, if I was there, I would have made X, Y, or Z argument, that only works if he wasn't around. But if he was in town and he didn't come, it's also not a rhyme. It's also not an argument. Because again, then if you cared, you would have showed up. Right? So you clearly, if you didn't show up, clearly you wouldn't have made the argument. The bottom line is though, they're just saying this our Mishnah is not a raya, it's not a proof for this case. Fine. Okay, next case. Itmar. Beis shtaros hayotzim biyom echad. So two shtaros, Rashi says, Beis shtaros is the last skinny line in Rashi. Machar sada achas l'shnei b'nei adam biyom echad. The person don't recommend it. He sells the same field twice, right, on the same day to two different people. So echad, biyom echad. Rav amar chokin. Shmuel amar shudah d'danei. So you have a star for this guy, and a star for Reuben, and a star for Shimon. They both bought from Levi on the same day, right, the same field. So how do they know who gets the field? So Rav says they split it. And Shmuel says, no, we go based on the Dayan actually has to figure out what he thinks is going to be the most reasonable answer. Rashi says, shoot it to Danei. Nefi ro'os enei hadayanin yatilu hazuchus v'achobet. Figure it out. Right? You have to figure out what the seller really wanted to do. What's happening here? How could that be that there's two staros? Like you can't just say split it. You have to understand what was happening there. So lema Rav the Amar Rabbi Meir. So maybe Rav who says Chokin, he holds like Rabbi Meir the Amar Edi Chasima Karse. Shmuel the Amar Rabbi Elazar the Amar Edi Misira Karse. And Shmuel says you go based and should have done it. That's like Rabbi Elazar holds that 80 Misira Karse. What are you talking about? 80 Chasima Karse, 80 Misira Karse. These are concepts that comes up in Maseches Gittin. Look at Rashi. Sorry, Rashi still on Sadi Dalam Aleph, the bottom Rashi. Rabbi Meir da Amar Le'inyan Get, Edi Chasima Iker Krisos. Right? Reading the language as Karse, it's because we say the cost of loss, get Krisos. Right? The get itself is a cessation of their relationship. Right? So it's called a get Krisos. So the question is, when a person gives a get, is it the Edim who watched the man give the woman the get that are the main Edim, and that's what we care about the most, or is it the Edim that sign on the get that are the most important? We always have both, but what's the most important? So Rabbi Meir says the Edim get Edi Chasima Iker Krisos, right? The women, the Edim who sign, that's the main cutting off the relationship. And he says the same thing when it comes to a star. Right, and these people, they both had the chasima, the signing of the star was both done on the same day. Uba makom she'ein kosvin shos, in a place where they don't write the time. Right, we don't know if it was 9:30, if it was 10:30, if it was 11:30. So when someone came first, but we don't know. And they both had edim that were signed in the star. So galud daitayu de'ein makpidin ala kodem lechaveru. So you see, it's a place they don't have a time on it, and they signed it on the same day. You see, they don't really care who came first. Kol mechavero. But filu zesh shachar to zeh mincha. Who cares? One came in the morning, one came in the afternoon. Ein zeh gova yoser mizeh. So clearly, one should not collect more than the other. Hilkach ma'ashu the dani ikol nemer. What even should the dani? Ein adam yachal liyafos kol chashu zeh mishas. I mean, go to Bezdin and let the dayan try to judge it. Judge what? They both have a star that's been signed. So the star that's been signed has equal value. Has the same exact date. There's nothing to talk about. That's what Rav says. Maybe Rav is saying he holds Edi Chasima Karse. Once you have a signed star, that's it. Nothing else to talk about. And there's no wiggle room. So look at the next Rashi. Shmuel da Amar Kerebi Elazar da Amar. Af Api She'ein Elav Edim El Shenastu Bifnei Edim. And even the star doesn't have an Edim on it, but it was given in front of Edim. Gova Bin Echasim Bishubadim. Right? That we can collect. Right? Meaning, if I saw that somebody gave over the star, so that's enough to say that there's a hischaivus there, and the person can give a collect from the people who had purchased before, etc. Who he owes money to. She'ena edim chosmim alash get elam fetikun olam. I mean, what's the reason for signing a get? It's important because if you don't have the edim signed, I won't know who they were, right? Shema yamusu edim misira. Maybe the people who were there died, right? Oh yachu lemedia sayam, or they'll leave. Amma Edi Misira Iker, meaning the reason we sign on the get is just like sort of as a backup. So, okay, so in case they leave, in case we don't know who they are, etc. But the point is, the real importance is to have the Eidim who see the Mesiras Hashtar. Okay, so, and V'hacha Yeshlomar, Shemeh Ha'echad Ha'echav V'alav Yoser. Maybe, if he sold the field to two people, well, maybe he likes one of the people more, right? V'kadamu Masra Lo, and he gave it to him first, the guy he likes better. V'esasheni Hitta, right? The second person, he was kind of like, you know, faking out. V'chi lo yad inan, and we don't know who he liked better and who he really intended to give it to. Neima shuda didane, they have the edim, you have the judge figure it out. Lefi mashahem roim, like the judge will get a sense and he'll meet each person and see what happened and speak to the edim, etc. He'll get a sense of what was really going on there, right? Mihem haya ragil etzlo yoser the shuda adifa mechaluka. It's better to have someone figure it out rather than just split it up. For the point being, if you hold 80 Mesira Karse, so it's all about what happened in the moment, not just, right, that my star is all finished and good. Right? But the actual experience and when it happened, etc., that would be different. And by the way, if you go in with the 80 Mesira, the 80 Mesira could tell you what time it was. Right? So that would tell you who came first. Right? If you just have two stars and all it cares is the star, just looking at the star, I have no reason to think that one is preferred over the other. If I have 80 Mesira, they were present and could tell us, like, oh yeah, he didn't really want to. The guy was bugging him. He was pushing. He was, you know, he kind of like, you know, relented finally and was willing to give it to him also, etc. Right? All kinds of things could happen in that process.
Fine. In this scenario, we're assuming that the one star did come before the other. Right? It's not as if like they're doing it.
They were handed at the same moment. Right. Yes, right. Somebody got it first. Okay. Right. But the point being, if you just go based on the staros, they're identical.
Right.
There's nothing to say. Right, so if you're saying, you know, Cholkin, it may be because you think that the star itself is the best raya, right? So if that's true, then there's nothing to figure out, right? But if you say if you're saying you should have done it, oh, so maybe at least it's because you don't really think you don't want to say any chasim mikars be any mesira kars any mesira. They were there and in the process, they saw, they could tell you what time it was, they were present in the process, and maybe that's why. Again, that's these to have me here. That's what this machlokas is about. So the Gemara says, yeah, but no. Lo, not true. The Kuliyama Kirabi Elazar. No, really everybody holds Rabbi Elazar, the Eidim Mesira Karsi. Right? We really care about the Eidim who are there present, because again, they're only going to sign Pei Tikkun Olam. But really, the Eidim who are present are the ones that we care about. Okay. But what's the machlok? Yes? Rav Savar Chaluka Adifa Ushmuel Savar Shura Didan Adifa. The machlok just is which one's better, right? What do you prefer? Right. Look at Rashi. The Kuli Amak Rabbi Elazar. The Kaim Alan Kavase Begitin. You pass like Rabbi Elazar. Right. V'ikal Neimar Shuda. V'ikal Neimar Chaluka Ubaha Pligi. Right. Fine. But I mean, everyone agrees that really it's the Eidim Mesira that make the difference. But it's just a question. Which one do you think is more important? Which one's better? Do you think it's better just to split it? Or do you think it's better to have the judge make a decision? Okay. So says Gemara, Mi Matis, Mukumis Le, Larav, Karebi Elazar. What? Now you're going to tell me that everyone holds a Karebi Elazar. Everyone agrees that Rebbe Elazar, we pass on Rebbe Elazar. Really? Rav holds a Karebi Elazar? Can't be. V'amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha Karebi Elazar, Begitin. Right? Rebbe Yehuda says, in name of Rav, that Halacha is like Rebbe Elazar when it comes to a get. Right? And Kiam Risa, Kamei de Shmuel, Amar, Af Bishtaros. And Shmuel said, yeah, and that's also true in Shtaros. Michlal, the Rav Savar, Bishtaros Lo. Meaning Shmuel says, by the way, we don't just pass on like Rebbe Elazar and Gittin. Meaning Rav said, we pass on like him and Gittin. And Shmuel said, even in Shtaros. Well, Rav and Shmuel are the two people arguing. Right? So when Shmuel adds Af Bishtaros, that means that only Shmuel says Af Bishtaros, but Rav said not Bishtaros. Meaning the Rav holds only when it comes to a get, like Rebbe Elazar, that the 80 Mesira Karsi. So how can you say that? Okay, so fine. So Ela Mechavarta Rav Karebi Meir Ushmuel Karebi Elazar. Fine, so you're right. So we can't have, it must be that Rav holds like Karebi Meir and Shmuel holds like Karebi Elazar. Fine, so meaning we've gone back. It can be that this Machlokas, but whether a Mesira Karsi or whether Eri Chasim Karsi. So Rav holds like, what did we say originally? Rav like Rabbi Meir. Right? Yeah, so this is what we said earlier, right? That Rav is Rabbi Meir and Shmuel is like Rabbi Elazar. Fine. Let's go back to that. Fine. That is a question of Eidim Mesira Karsi or Eidim Chasim Karsi. Fine. So Meisivei, Skimar says, well, okay. Shnei Shtaros Hayotzim Yom Echad Chokin. It's another member that says the two shtaros that come out on the same exact day. What do? You split them to Yuv to Shmuel. That sounds like Shmuel's wrong. Again, this doesn't sound like we're still arguing that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is still machlokas Rav and Meir and Rav Elazar. But this attack here sounds like Shmuel's got to be wrong. Right? It just can't be, right? That two shtaros on the same day that you split them, that's against Shmuel. Okay, so Amlecha Shmuel. No, Shmuel saying no. Ha money, Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Va'ana da Amre to Rabbi Elazar. You're right. That's like Rabbi Meir, but I'm like Rabbi Meir. I like Rabbi Elazar, and that's what that's all about. Okay, so Gemara says, but Rabbi Meir, Ema Seifa. But look at the end of that Raisa. Rabbi Meir, Ema Seifa, Kasav LaEchad UMaser LaEchad. Right. Let's say he wrote a star for one person, but he never gave it over. Right. So he wrote the star to sell something to Reuven, and then he rents another star and gives that star to Shimon. Okay? So what happens in that case? Zeshe Masrlo Kana. The person who is handed the star is the person who actually is Kona the field. V'i Rebbe Meir, Amai Kana, Ha'amar Eri Chasimakarsi. But this whole Brisa that we're quoting right now is like the Shita of Rebbe Meir. That doesn't make sense. Rebbe Meir is the one who holds Eri Chasimakarsi. He doesn't care who he gave it to. He wrote it to. So how are you going to tell me that this brisa is like the sheet of Rabbi Meir? That doesn't make any sense. So says Gemara, no, Tanahi. It's really machlokas Tanai. D'tanya v'chachamim omrim yachloku v'kan amru mashiyutza hashlish yase. Oh, so no, because the brisa says that the chachamim say split it up, right? But they also say, but here they says what? Whatever the shlish wants, you should do, right? So you see that there's a machlokas. Yachloku, right, is the shita that says chokin, and then mashi yirtzah hashlish yaseh, right? You'll do what the person?
This is a trustee.
Yeah, there you go. The trustee of the estate, what he wants, meaning that's based on what he thinks. That's like shita the dine, right? Fine. So it turns out it ends up stays a machlokas. Fine. So we don't have a. Conclusive approach yet. Either way, it sounds like it's still a machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, and that Rav and Shmuel still having that machlokas. Fine. So ime the Rami Bar Chama kasav tinhu lenichsa the Rami Bar Chama b'tzafra. So the mother of Rami Bar Chama signed over her nechasim to Rami Bar Chama in the morning. Leorsa that night. Kasvinu lamar ukva brachama. That night she wrote a star giving over her property to Mar ukva brachama. Okay, the other son. So asa Rabbi brachama lekame de Rav Sheshes. So Rabbi brachama came to Rav Sheshes ukbe benichsa. So Rav Sheshes says, okay, belongs to you. Asa Mar ukva lekame de Rav Nachman. So Mar ukva went to somebody else. Went to Rav Nachman ukbe benichsa. He said, yeah, okay, belongs to you. So asa Rav Sheshes lekame de Rav Nachman. So now Rav Sheshes goes to Rav Nachman, right? Amalei, my time up in Marachim. What did you do that for? Why did you give it? Why did you give it to him? So Amalei, my time up in Marachim. You did the same thing. Right? You each handed it to the other person. So what's going on here? So Amalei, the Kadim. No, I went to I signed it over to him because he came first. So Amalei, Atib Yushalayim Yasvina. Are you in Yushalayim? Right? The Kasvina and Shos, where they write the hour of the star. No, not the hour of the star. So how did you know? Meaning, what comes out is that they each knew there were two. Right? It sounds like each knew there were two, and each one was sort of writing over to the person who had come. But the point is that it wasn't like they each got duped and didn't know that there was another star. They did. They both knew there's a different star, and they still, paskined that the person who came to them was the person who gets the property. And he says, but. The reason I gave it to the person who came to me is because he was first. He said, well, who cares if he was first? We're not in Yerushalayim, we write the hours. The star was posted the same date. So Elamar, my time of Abraham. So why did you do what you did? So Amalei, shuri didane. What do you mean? I'm the judge. I got to decide what I think makes the most sense, who I think she really wanted to give it to, right? So Amalei, ananami shuri didane. I also did what I thought made sense. So Amalei, no. So basically, who responded Ananam Ishud Didane? Rav Nachman? Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, I'm also Shud Didane. I also meant by what I wanted. So if Nachman says to him, Amalei, no, it's not true. I'll tell you why you're not, that's not correct. You didn't just go shoot at the Dani. He goes, Chada, da ana Dani, Umar lav Dani. So first of all, I'm a Dani, you're not a Dani. That's number one. Ouch. So that's already, yeah. Okay, fine. So if he's really not, it's an interesting point, but whatever he means. Like, I know, right? You don't know, right? So he says, ana Dani, api resh galusa, by yeshiva, meaning, not that the other one doesn't know how to paskin. I'm sure you know how to paskin also, but he's saying, I have an official position as a Dani. That's Aleph. Ve'od meikara lav betaras hachi asla. At the beginning, that's not why you said that, right? What did you really say? Rashi says lo amras tam shalcha mishum shudid d'dayin. When I said why did you give it over to him, you didn't say because shudid d'dayin, right? Ela mishum dekadim mechasima. You said no because the signing was done early. Karebi Meir ubezu ta'isa tahalav yushalayim yasvina. Meaning you wanted to tell me what do you mean? He came first, right? But we're not yushalayim. So the whole the beginning svara that you used, which was, what do you mean? He came first. That was a mistake. And then once I said, well, I went, shoot at the Dana, and you said, okay, me too. You can't copy me now, right? That's not going to work, right? Your initial statement was a wrong statement. So first of all, I'm an official Dayan, and Bayes, your initial statement was really false. Fine. Okay. Sounds like that was accepted. Fine. So Hanu Tre Shtare, to us, the commentary of Yosef. There are two stars that came in front of Yosef. One of them said it was the fifth day of Nisan. In other words, it said Nisan. Okay. So Ukmi Rav Yosef Lahu the Chamisha Benisan. Rav Yosef said the word he said Chamisha Benisan, he gets the Nechasim, he gets the property. So Amalei Idach, Ana Afsid. See, the other one said, what do you mean? I have to lose out now. It's not my fault. Who says? Maybe mine was really on the fourth day of Nisan. You don't know. Right? So Amalei. So he said back to him, you're a low man on the totem pole here. Why? Because I could say, it just says Nisan. So you say, maybe it was the 4th of Nisan. Maybe it was the 29th of Nisan. I don't know. And we have no way of knowing. So Amalei, mar tirfa me'iar. So he says, fine. At least write me a star that says, I can collect beginning the first day of Iyar. Meaning you know for sure that when it comes time for Iyar, that I'm good to go. I should be able to collect at least from that. Rashi says literal of lekuchos mirosh chodesh iyar sharei machra lo b'achray. So because we sold him, we sold with achray. At least he can go and collect from that moment on. Iyar ve'elach. So Rashi continues the gemara. Amalei yachl lemei melacha at bar chad benisanat. Right. So there's only one problem. He says that you're actually messed over double. Because you want to say you can collect from the first day of Iyar, well, I could argue that really your thinking says Nisan, and that you were really your original star was really the first day of Nisan, right? And if it's the first day of Nisan, then you're already a month behind, right? So my takante, so what is he going to do for him? Nichtavu harsha lahadade. But what's the concern? The point is, look at Rashi. At bar bechad beNisan at vishtarcha kodem v'shelo kedin not la mimcha. Right, meaning we could argue that you were actually your star was early. Star being early usually is good, right? But the point is, what's going to happen? When you come to collect, they're going to say about you, right, that you were actually meaning you should have come first, right? So what's going to happen? You were. Here's the deal. I think this is correct. There's two people, Reuven and Shimon, right? Reuven Shtar says that he purchased in Nisan, the field. Other guy says he bought it the fifth day of Nisan, right? So we say fifth day of Nisan guy, he goes first because the first day of Nisan, maybe he was, the Nisan Stam guy, maybe he was 29th of Nisan, right? So when he comes to collect the field, so we say you can't collect the field, fine. So five of Nisan wins out, good. The Stam Nisan guy says, so write me your star, at least it says that I could collect starting Rosh Chodesh Iyar, right? They said, fine, but what's going to happen is when the Baal Chov of the guy who sold you the field, right, he's going to come after you, right? So you want to write a star that says at least that you were the second one. If you're the second one, then when the guy who sold you the field, when his Baal Chov comes to collect from both the two of you, right, you want him to come to the hey Nisan guy. Right? Don't come to me first. Come to Hey Nisan guy because I'm was much later. And the he says, I can't do that. Why? Because your star says Nisan. So what might it be? Maybe you were Aleph Nisan. See, they messed over in both directions. A, you can't actually collect the field yet, and even the Baal Chol wants to collect, he can come to you first, because it doesn't say what the date is. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's he? So what are you going to do? So he says, fine, so what I can at least do is have Hey Nissan guy write me a shtar, right, that says, look, I collected earlier. Right? He's going to say, meaning, if in the end we're going to make you, you know, you're going to lose out on collecting the field, because your shtar just says Stam Nissan, at least have the other purchaser who got the field instead of you, at least him have him write a note saying, I got it, hey, he waited, he didn't get it. And that way, at least, when they come to collect, they have to go to him first. Right, that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, nichtavu hasha la'adari yivakesh ve'ez chaveiro bar chamisha benisan v'yimso lo shtaro v'yichtav lo hasha. Right, he should give him a shtar, and he should give him like a receipt almost. Right? L'trov l'kucho, so that the l'kuchos go to him first. Right? V'im yomu lo bar chad benisanat omelhem ani ba l'trov b'shtil ma'o shal chamisha benisan sh'arid l'shneinu machar b'achrayis. Right? V'ani ba b'asha aleichem mikocho. Right? So he's saying he'll be... It's not. I think everything I said is correct, except it's in terms of being able to collect from the lekuchos, right? V'yichtav lo hashalal l'trof lekuchos. If he wants to collect, and they say to him, "You were the first of Nisan guy," he'll say, "I'm coming to collect because of the guy who collected from the fifth of Nisan, because he really sold it to both of us." Ba'achrayis. V'ani ba'barasha aleichem mikocho. Im yom lo hu kodem ba'abar chavtes b'Nisan. Hayisa Omer Lahem Ani Ba Machmas Atzmi. He can say, no, I'm not coming from that guy. I'm coming on my own. The point just being is, who? What's happening? He's collecting. What it sounds like.
Yeah, the other guy coming along is trying to collect, and he's going to say he has a receipt from the fifth guy, the guy of the fifth.
Yeah.
That says I took the property.
Right.
And therefore he should collect from the guy, the fifth guy, because the other guy is. Like, I never collected on the fifth. My collection would have been after the guy of the fifth.
So I'm saying, is people coming to collect from him?
People are coming to collect from one of the two of them.
One of
right?
the two of them. So this is where.
So in theory, you could say he could say, well, you know, the question is who's in front of who.
Right. So, but I'm saying it's still about them coming to collect from him.
Right. I think so.
Not about him going to collect from other people. Yeah.
I think so.
Because Rashi sounds like it's like he's going to make a collection. I'm just trying to figure out what's he collecting from. Everything you just said makes sense to me. I just, based on what Rashi says, it sounds like...
Oh, so it's that if note 3 spells it out, right? So this, if someone comes along and wants a claim against the guy that just says Nissan, right?
Yeah.
Then he would basically then say, he could then go to the fifth guy and collect from him, because he was then, in theory, sold the property that was previously sold to the fifth guy.
Right.
So either way, he's covered, because either he says go to that guy because he was ahead of me, or alternatively, if someone comes to him, he could then collect. He goes to the fifth guy.
I collect from him,
right? Because he says you took the property that should have come to me.
Right. So he gets the bottom line is he gets a hasha from the guy who had already collected, and say it's clear that he collected first.
Right.
So make sure at least he's not getting messed over on both sides.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.